This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Eight missiles from Pakistan were directed at Satwari, Samba, Arispura and Arnia of Jammu and Kashmir. Defense sources said all missiles were intercepted and blocked by air defense units. Sources said the visuals over Jammu remind of exactly Hamas-style attack on Israel. Pakistan army is operating and behaving like the terror organization Hamas. Sources said that Pakistan's ISI and Hamas met last month in POK. Military stations of Jammu, Pathankot and Udhampur in proximity to the international boundary were targeted by Pakistan using missiles and drones. There have been no losses. The threat was neutralized by Indian armed forces as per SOP with kinetic and non-kinetic means. Defense sources said drones were sighted at multiple places along Western Front and confirmed to be hostile. These were effectively engaged by Indian air defense systems. Meanwhile, at around 11 p.m. last night, Border Security Force foiled a major infiltration bid at the international boundary in Jammu and Kashmir's Samba district. In Punjab, armed forces have thwarted multiple attempts by Pakistan to target some locations, including in Pathankot, Jalandhar, Amritsar and Bhatinda last night. Deputy commissioners and police chiefs of some districts, including of Jalandhar, Pathankot and Bhatinda, said that armaments fired by Pakistan, like drones, were neutralized by our armed forces. No damage has been reported so far. Punjab, which shares 553-kilometer-long border with Pakistan, is on high alert. Punjab police has cancelled all leaves of its personnel. State Health Department has been put on 24/7 alert to deal with any medical emergency. Holidays have been declared in all schools, colleges and universities, and examinations of all kinds have been postponed. Retreat ceremonies at Attari border in Amritsar and Husainiwala in Firozpur and other places have been declared out of bound for public. India stressed that the Pahalgam terror attack of 22nd of April is the original escalation and India is only responding to it. In a special briefing on Operation Sindoor in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, New Delhi's intention has not been to escalate matters and only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
Our intention has not been to escalate matters. We are only responding to the original escalation, as I said, and our response has been targeted, precise, controlled, and measured. No military targets have been selected. Only terrorist infrastructure in Pakistan has been hit.
Indian armed forces targeted air defense radars and systems at a number of locations in Pakistan yesterday. According to the Defense Ministry, it has been learned that an air defense system at Lahore has been neutralized. The ministry said Indian response has been in the same domain with same intensity as Pakistan. The External Affairs Minister, Dr. S. Jaishankar, spoke with U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio yesterday and underlined India's targeted and measured response to cross-border terrorism. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India will firmly counter any attempts at escalation. He said he deeply appreciates U.S. commitment to work with India in the fight against terrorism. In Bihar, security has been beefed up along Indo-Nepal border and Simanchal districts in view of recent developments following by Operation Sindoor. Patrolling has been intensified by SSB and police in both areas including Madhubani, Sitamarhi, Supaul, Araria, East and West Champaran districts. Leaves of state government and police officials has been cancelled. US President Donald Trump has announced a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom on Thursday, calling it the first of many. The deal includes reduced import taxes on select British cars and tariff-free imports of some steel and aluminium, though a 10% tariff on most UK goods remains in place. President Trump described the agreement as a significant step in strengthening US-UK relations, with the final details still being worked out.
This morning, I'm thrilled to announce that we've reached a breakthrough trade deal with the United Kingdom, a credible country. Today is a victory day for World War II. We won the war together exactly 80 years ago, so there could be no more perfect morning to reach this historic agreement. But it's really, in particular, the agreement with one of...
And that is the end of this news bulletin.